Begin the current daf Masechta Shabbos daf Pei Tes. We begin 17 lines up from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with different statements by Rabbi Shu ben Levi regarding what happened by Matan Torah. So the Gemara continues. Rabbi Shu ben Levi, b'shosh she'irid Moshe b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at a time when Moshe Rabbeinu finally came down after he spent 40 days in Shemayim getting the Torah, he came down to earth. B'satan v'amal afanav. So then the Satan, who's the one that continuously, he's the Yitzhahara, he's the one that causes the people to sin, he's the one that goes up and he's mastin, that's the word Satan, he incites the evil in the world against the people. So he said, Rabbi Nishalah, master of the world, where's the Torah? I don't see it around here anymore. I gave it to the earth. So the Satan went, he said, well, where's this Torah? I got to make trouble over here. People can't keep the Torah, it's going to be too much good. So he went to the earth. Amalai said to the earth, Torah hechen, he, where's the Torah? Hashem just told me it came here. Amalai. So the earth told to the Satan, a pasuk in Eiv, Elikim haven darka v'goyma, that Hashem understood its path. And the end of that pasuk says, v'hu yodes mekayma, and that he knows its place. What do you want from me? Do I know where the Torah is? Hashem knows where it is. Halachitzel yam, so he went to the sea. V'amalai, and the sea said to him, Eini madi, it's not with me. Halachitzel tohaim, he went to the depths. Amalai, ain't be, it's not in me. Shnem, like it says, a pasuk over there, it says these references to Hoyim Omer Loi Bihi, the depth said it's not in me, V'yam Omer Eini Madi, and the sea said it's not with me. And then the pasuk over there says, Avadim V'movis Amru, Ba'aznenu Shemanu Shema, and destruction and death said that we heard something with our ears, a report, but we also don't know where it is. So Chazav Amlev Nekadosh Baruch, so the Satan, the prosecuting angel came up to Hakadosh Baruch and said, Bain Shalom, master of the world. I searched everywhere. I went to the whole earth and I didn't find it. What do you say? You gave it to earth? So Amalai, Lech Itzel ben Amram. You want to find it? Go to the son of Amram. Halach Itzel Moshe went to Moshe, who is the son of Amram. Amalai, Tarisha and Osnacha Kadosh Baruch Hu Hechani. Where is this Tarisha that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to you? Amalai, Vechimani, Shenosna Kadosh Baruch Hu. Who am I that Kadosh Baruch Hu give me Tarisha? What do you mean? I have it? Why would you be looking by me? I'm worthy of having Hashem's Tarisha. So Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Badoyata. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, what do you mean? You're a fibber. What are you lying for? Tell him the truth that I gave you the Torah. Amalei HaFan Rebbeinu Shel Olam, master of the world, Chamudi Genuzi Yesh Lecha, Sha'ata Mishtashia Ba B'chol Yom. You have this precious treasure that's your delight every single day. The words of Torah are as your pleasure in this world. Ani Achzik Tovel Atzmi, I should consider it, I should flatter myself by that I have your Torah. Who am I to say that you gave it to me? It's not mine. I don't have it. It's not found by me. So Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Hoyu LeMi'ata Ta'atzmecha, Tikra Al Shemecha. Since you diminished yourself and you said you didn't take credit for having the Torah, so the Torah is going to be called after your name. Shemanema, like it says in the Pasuk Malachi, Zichru Torah is Moshe Avdi Begam. You should remember the Torah, the teaching of Moshe, my servant. And we see that it's called Torah as Moshe because Moshe diminished himself. He was on the Mikol Adam. He didn't take any credit for having the Torah. Another statement from V'Amir B'Shu Ben Levi, B'Shosh Ola Moshe L'Marm, at the time when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, Matzala Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shoyukushik Yisom Loises, Kibyachal Yisak Kadosh Baruch Hu, sitting there and tying crowns to every letter in the Torah. These are the crowns which we call Tagin, the word Shatnas gets, which is a Shin, Ayin, Tes, Nun, Zayin, the Gimel, and the Tzadi. Each one of these needs three lines sticking out from the top of the word. When you see a Sefer Torah, that's how they're written. So Amalei Moshe, Ain't Shalom Bi'ircha. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw this. He saw that Hashem was making these crowns, and Moshe was just sitting there, just standing there. And so Hashem said to Moshe, what, there's no greetings in your city? What, it's not the derech in your place to give shalom where you come from? Why don't you say anything? Why are you just standing there? You see me working over here, making the crowns. Why don't you say anything? So I'm the fun of Klom Yeshevich and Shalom the Rabbi. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, is there such a thing as a servant, a slave, coming and giving shalom, saying hello to his master? Who am I to say hello to you? But you should have helped me. You should have said you should be matzliach in your work. You should have given me a bracha. So miyad, right away, at the next time when he came up, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? So now your strength should be greatened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kasha Debarza, like you spoke. What does it mean, like you spoke? Like you spoke to me last time when I came up. I didn't say anything. You said you should have helped me. You said you should be matzliach. Now I'm giving you such a bracha. Av'ata yigdol no koyach Hashem. What does it mean in the pasuk? This took place right after Moshe Rabbeinu went up, after the Aseres Hadibros on Shavuos. He went up for 40 days, and he told him he's going to come back 40 days later. And then it says, after the 40 days, that the nation saw that Moshe was delayed. And then that happened was that they ended up making the eagle because they thought Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't coming down anymore. They didn't have a leader. So they said, Eila Elahachi Yisrael. They made the eagle into the new leader. So the Gemara says, Atuki Boishish Elabo'u Sheish. Don't read it that it says that Moshe delayed. Rather read it that the sixth hour had passed. That is, B'shosh Ola Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, when he went up onto the mountain, Amalehem Lisos, they said to Klal Yisrael, at the end of 40 days, in the beginning of the sixth hour, I'm going to come. So he said that I'm going to come up after the 40 days, and within the 6 hours. They thought that he was saying, including that day that when he went up was from the 40 days. But he meant 40 complete days, the day with the previous night, it's part of the halachic day starts at night with it. And therefore, the day that he's going up, the night was not counted. And that's he went up on Zion Sivan. So it comes out that the 40 days was on Shiva Asr B'Tamas. So they thought it was a day earlier, and he really meant a day later. After 40 days, the Satan, this same prosecutor, the one that tries inciting people to leave the way from Hashem, he came and he mixed up the whole entire world. And that is, he made different visions of darkness and even deeper levels of darkness, of clouds and of whole tumultuous and confusion. And his message was to say that Moshe Rabbeinu died. And as we see that he said that it's already the sixth hour. Amalehen, Moshe Rabchem Heichenu, he says, where is, and everyone looking, the world is black. He says, where is your leader Moshe? Amalei Olamarim, they said, I don't know, he went up to the heavens. Amalehen, Boyu Sheish, it says, already came the sixth hour. Moshe is not coming back anymore, obviously. He's obviously dead. Vayishkicholav, they didn't look at him. They said, Nes, he said he died. Vayishkicholav, they still didn't look at him. Haralehen demus mitase. Then he showed them an image that seemed like it was his bed, which was his corpse on the bed that he had died. Behind it come the Aaron. This is what they said to Aaron. Kizem Moshe Ishvagem. This is the man Moshe that they were pointing. They said, look, he's dead. And that's why they went and did the eagle, because it was already over. Moshe Rabbeinu was dead. And that's the word Boishish. Ba'usheish, it was already after the sixth hour that they had made a mistake, and then really the next day that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to come, and he came and he saw that the Jews had already done the eagle. We're talking about Har Sinai. Did you hear an explanation why it's called Har Sinai? We know that no names are just by chance. Everything has providential reasoning for it. So it's the mountain that miracles were done for the Jews. Great, awesome miracles that were done. Everyone was healed. Unbelievable things. That's Sinai. The word sin and samach and nun is switched around to nun and samach. So he said to him, what do you mean? Har Nisoi, my boy. They shouldn't have been called Sinai. It should have been called Nisoi then. Why is it called Sinai? Ela har shenasa simen tev l'Yisrael. It's the mountain that a great sign, like we say simen tev l'Yisrael, a great sign was done for Klai Yisrael. That's the word of this of the samach and the nun, simen tev. So he says, what do you mean? Har Simnoi, but then it should be called Har Simnoi, not Har Sinai. So Omalei says, my time alishchichas kamei der apapa Rav Huna b'udu Rav Yeshua to ma'ayin b'agata. Why weren't you in front of apapa and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, when they were looking into the agata to Gemara's, and they gave explanation for this? Why are you asking these questions? Rav Chizda v'Rav b'udu Rav Huna d'amitav, both of them said, my Har Sinai, what is this? Why is it called Har Sinai? Har sheyarda sinu la'akum olav. It's the mountain that the hatred was poured down on the idol worshippers because of it, that is, because they didn't accept the Torah. So therefore, a sinah came down on them, and Ahava obviously in Klai, because they didn't accept the Torah. Behind the Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina, Hey Shemes Yeshle, there's five names for Har Sinai. One, Midbar Tzin, and the reason for that is Shenitztav Yisrael Allah, because that is the mountain that the Jews were commanded on. Two, Midbar Kodesh, that is Shenitzkach Yisrael Allah, because it's the mountain that the Jews were sanctified on it. Three, Midbar Kedemois, Shenasna Keduma Love, that's the mountain that the primordial reference to the Torah that was created before the world was given on it. The fourth one is Midbar Paran. We continue on to Amud Beis. That it was called Shepor V'Rav V'Leil Yisrael, because that's the mountain that the Jewish people proliferated and increased on. That is because everyone, when they went home, as the Pasuk said, Shuvu Lechem Lo'Lechem, after Mount Torah, they said, go back to your tents, which was a euphemism to go and be intimate with their wives, that each one of them had their wives, became pregnant with a male child. So that's Shepor V'Rav V'Leil, that's Midbar Paran. And the fifth one is Midbar Sinai, Sheyar D'Sinu La'akum Olav, because there was a hatred that was brought down onto the non-Jews, on the idol worshippers, because they didn't accept the Torah. Umashmoy, and what really is its name, is Chayiv Shmoy. It's called Chayiv. That was its real name. However, the Gemara says, please, Rav Avoh, this argues under Bavo. The Amr Bavo, he says, Har Sinai Shmoy. Really, its real name is Har Sinai. didn't have any reasons why. That was just its essence. Why was it called? Why did it have this name of Harchayev? Because a ruin descended onto the idol worshippers because of it, because it didn't accept the Torah. But really, its name was Har Sinai. Now the Gemara goes back to quote from the Mishnah. As we said, all the Mishnahites were saying, Minayin, Minayin, from where do we know these concepts? And one of the things our Mishnah said was, Minayin Shekoshin Loshon Shal Zaharias V'chulu, from where do we know that they used to tie a string of scarlet wool on the Sar Lazazel, the on Yom Kippur, when they used to send one to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, and one they would bring down to the mountain that would be chopped into small pieces. How do we know that they would tie a red string around it, and then after the Kippurah was done, it would turn white? So the Gemara brings a pasuk that begins, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya that begins, that if your sins will be like scarlet wool, then kashel galbimu, then it would become white like snow. So the Gemara asks, kashanim? What does it mean like scarlet wool in the plural? Kashanim b'ayle. Should have said it in the singular, just like it says at the end of the pasuk, kashelig, like snow. It doesn't say kashlogim, like snows. It says snow in the singular. So why does it say in the plural? So therefore the Gemara gives a drash on this. Amr Yitzchak, Amr Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael. Im yuchat ta'echem, kashanim halol. Even if your sins will be like all these years, shanim kenosim mean years. Shesdurois ubois, misheishes mebreishes v'achshav. That's prepared and it's been piling up from the 6 days of creation up until now, starting from the first sin of Adam Rishon up until now. I mean, it's like all these years, still kashel galbino, still it would be whitened like snow, still I'm going to give a kapar. That's the drasha of shanim, and that's why it doesn't say shani. Darsh Rav, Rav Darsh in that same pasuk. He says, "My dechsev, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk over there, L'chuna v'nivachacha yoymer Hashem?" That is over there. That pasuk begins with the words, "Go now and reason, and reason." This is what Hashem says. So he asks two questions: L'chuna, go now; boyuna, come now, mi boyle. It should have said, "Come," meaning me and you. Let's make a cheshbon. Hashem and Klai Yisrael. What do you mean, go? Where are you going to make this cheshbon? And what does the Yom Hashem, Hashem will say? Amar Hashem Mibayle. This is what Hashem says. Hashem is present. What's the future? So David the Gemara says that this idea about the sins of Klai Yisrael, that even though they're as red as scarlet wool, it's going to be white and as snow, is saying it's something in the future. La'asid lava Yom Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it says the future. In the future, Hashem will tell Klai Yisrael, L'chuna etz lava Seichem. Go, that's why not come, not to me. Go to your fathers, the Yechicha Eschem, and they will reprove you. That's the word, v'nivacha, let them give you Musa. The Yom Lefanav, and the Jewish people will tell Hashem, Rebbein Hashem, Master of the world, it's a minech, who should we go to give us Musa when the time will come in La'as Elav? It's Lavram, should we go to Avram? Does he care about us? Shamar Tala, you told him, it says in the Pasuk, in Bereishis, Yedoyotei, you should know, and the Pasuk there ends, Kigir Yezaracha Be'eretz Loilohem, that your children will be the sojourners, they will be living in a place that's not their land. Va'avodim v'inoisim, they will be enslaved and they will be afflicted. Arba meishana, 400 years. And you know what? He didn't ask mercy about it. He said, Hashem, how could you do that? They didn't care about us. We're going to go to him to hear Musa reproof. He's not someone that on that level that we want to go to. Eitzel Yitzchok, should we go to Yitzchok? Sheberich es Esav, he gave a bracha to Esav. V'hoyikasher torit. That when Yaakov will lose it, so to speak, he'll lose the level that he's on, and the pasuk ends, Ufarakta ulem atzarech, then you'll be able to throw off his yoke, I mean the yoke of Klal Yisrael, which is always the reference of Jacob, of Yaakov, from around your neck, which is Esau, which is Edom, which is the Romans, which are all the people that have tormented us over the years. And he didn't beseech mercy over us. He gave us his bracha to Esav, and he said, okay. And this is that's what we had to go through, Inquisition and the Holocaust, all these different things he didn't down for us. So we can't go to Avraham, we can't go to Yitzchak. It's Yaakov, should we go to Yaakov? Shemar Tolei, that you said to him, Anoichi Erid Imcha Mitzrayim. He says, you said to him, I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim. And the pasuk says over there, "Va'anoichi alcha gam olay," that I will also bring you up and come up with you. And the word "gam olay" that our chacham tell us was an allusion to the four different exiles that we're going to go into. The 2,000 years we're still in Galus. That word "gam" is a ribuy. Also, I'll bring up. And he knew about that allusion of the word "gam," but he didn't ask mercy for us for all this Galus that we're in all these years. It's l'minelech. Who should we go to? Achshav now. That's what the pasuk ends over there. Yoimer Hashem. After it says Ludchu no b'navachacha, that it was a reference of going to the others. Rather, Yoimer Hashem. Let Hashem say, you give us Musa, because we depend on you. There's no one like you. Hashem says, since you're dependent on me, that's what the pasuk ends over there. That if your sins will be as scarlet wool, it'll become as white as snow, because If you depend on me, there's nothing else. It doesn't make a difference. All the things you've done wrong will be forgiven. Similarly, the Gemara brings a similar drasha with regards to comparing the avos to each other and with Hashem. I remember Shmuel ben Nachmani, maybe you understand. Maybe you said, what does it mean the pasuk in Yeshaya? Ki ata avinu, because you are our father. Ki Avram lo yadanu, because Avram doesn't know us. But Yisrael, like you're in, and Yisrael, the reference to Yaakov, that's his other name, doesn't recognize us. Ata Hashem avinu goyelenu me'od m'shemecha. You are our father, our redeemer from always. This is what you. What was your name? So what does this mean? La'asad lova yirmel HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Avram. In the future, it will come a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell Avram, b'necha chatali, your sons have sinned to me. So he's going to say to Hashem, Rebbeinu Shalom, Yimocha akadusha shemecha, let them be obliterated for the sanctification of your name. And that is, it's always a kiddush Hashem when those who sin get punished. And therefore, since they sin, go ahead and punish them. It's all about your name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go ahead and kill them. So Amar Hashem, is, he'll say, Emuli liYaakov, let me tell it to Yaakov, Dehavali tzar gidl banim, that he had all the tribulations and travails of bringing up all the Shvatim, all the 12 kids with Yosef and the brothers, and all the challenges with Reuben and Yehuda. Maybe he'll daven for them. He went through, he knows what it means to be a father, to suffer for his kids. I need someone that's going to care about the Klai, so I'm daven for them. So Amalei, b'necha chato, he went to Yaakov, says, your sons have sinned. He wanted someone to say, please Hashem, don't kill them. Am the fund of say said Hashem, Rebbeinu Shalom, Yimocha Kudush Shemecha, let them be obliterated for the sanctification of your name. So Amas Hashem says, Lo, Loi Besavi Taime, Veloi Bedarati Keitza. There's no reason by the elders, a reference to Avram Avinu, and there's no counsel by the youth, a reference to Yaakov, who is the younger, and Avram the older. What's going on over here? I need someone to daven for them. Why are they just giving in and caving in and saying you should kill them? So Am Loi LeYitzchok B'necha Chatli. So he went to Yitzchok. He says, look, your sons have sinned to me. So I'm the fun of so Yitzchak responded to Hashem. Rebbeinu Shalom, Bonai v'loy b'necha, my sons and not your sons. You know, when someone says, you know, your kids are making a mess, what are my kids? It's your kids also. What are you blaming me? Why are you saying b'necha chatilach? I don't understand. B'shar sheik dimul v'necha nasal nishma. At the time of that, when the Jewish people said that we will do and we will hear, they will makabel the Torah. Karaslam, what do you say? B'ni b'chari, my son, my firstborn. That was in Mitzrayim still, but it was revealed to you. You knew that they're ultimately going to come to Sinai and say, Nasa b'nishma, to accept you the yoke of all your mitzvahs and your yichud Hashem with love like sons. So you said over then, even b'ni b'chari, achshav b'ni v'le b'necha, now it's my son, not your son. Only when they do good, they're your son. When they do bad, they're my son. And moreover, how much do they sin already? How much is it that you can't be soil with them? How many years does a person live? 70 years, as the Pasuk always says, that's the generic term that's given for a person's amount of years. So, dal esin delay nashtalai. You have to take off 20 years that you don't give punishments for. Like we find by the Dara Midbar, the generation that was in the desert. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't punish those that were 20 years and lower, only from 20 years and up. As the Pasuk in Bamidbar says, that it says, Bamidbar hazeh yiplu pegrechem ugeimer, in this desert your bodies will die. And it says, Miben chav shano amal, ashali noisam aloi, from 20 years and up, because you complained to me. So you see that under 20, you're not a bar ancient, so you don't punish for the first 20 years anyway. So, Pashal Chamshim, we're left with 50, Hashem. We're getting there. So, dal chafei delel vasa, you take off 25 that are nights, right? Half of it is day, half of it is night. People are sleeping at night, so they didn't do any bad then. So, Pashal Chafei, you're left with 25 years. Dal tarti sri palga, take off 12 and a half from the 25, because the tzluye, when they're davening, or mechel, and they're eating, with the basic kids, when they're in the bathroom, then they're not doing any bad. When are they doing sins? They're busy doing what they have to take care of. So, Pashal tarti sri palga, what are you left with already? 12 and a half years of sins. If you could be civil and deal with that amount, so then it's good. Vimlav, palgalay, palgalach, let half of it be on me and half of it you take care of. Vimtim tzolei mekulamalei, if you want to say, no, Hashem says, I don't want to be civil, you want to give it all to me? Fine. Hakrivis navshikamach, I already sacrificed my whole soul for you. I'm dead already, I took it all. I gave up my life by the Akedah. Paschavu amr, so then Klal Yisrael opened up and they said the following words. Because you're our father. This was in reference to Yitzchak. As the Pasuk says that Avram lo yadanu, Yisroel ha'ikirenu, but you Yitzchak, you're our Avinu. So I'm them Yitzchak. So Yitzchak said to Klai, so wait. Acha'atim mekalsim li, before you start praising me, kelsel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'machve le Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'inayu that, and Yitzchak made a reference, he showed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of their eyes. So they immediately lifted their eyes, Lamar and Ba'im, and they say, Ata Hashem Avinu Goylein Mashmach. That's what the pasuk ends. You Hashem, you're our Father, you're our Redeemer from always. That was your name. That was what this pasuk means. It was a reference to this incident that's going to come. La'asad Lavi. That it's going to be Yitzchok. That's going to be our defender. But ultimately, it's the Judge Hakadosh Baruch Hu that we have to give praise for. Avinu, Ata Hashem Avinu, you're our Father. So the Gemara made a reference before regarding Yaakov Avinu going down to Mitzrayim, so that he didn't go ahead and daven for us or achmim. So the Gemara says, "Amar b'chiyah barabam Rabbi Yechonon, roho Yaakov Avinu leilim Mitzrayim b'shal shaloi shal barzel." It was really fitting the way it should have been when, that Yaakov Avinu should have gone down to Mitzrayim with chains of iron. And that is because that's normally how it usually is. Everyone that goes into exile through a decree, they go down with chains and but it wasn't like that. He went down on his own. Yeah, his son Yosef sent him chariots and wagons. It's because his merit that caused it that he shouldn't go down in such a disgrace. Like it says, the pasuk in Hosea, "Bechavli adam," with ropes of man, which means because of the love of man, "em shechem ba'avoyses ahavu," I will draw him with braids of love, and that is, I brought him down to Mitzrayim with braids, not with chains. That it will be for them like lifting a yoke on their jowls. It's like a person that goes to help his animal to put the yoke on top of his neck with all the different boards. And I will extend to him the ability to bear. I'm going to give him koyach to do the avodas perech that's in Mitzrayim. This is our Kodesh Baruch Hu says that I love Yaakov and the Jewish people, although they have to go to Galus, and that's part of the decree. However, it's going to be with ropes, not with chains, and it's going to be with braids of love, and not with, again, chains of iron. And Hashem says, I will help them lift their yod. I will give them koyach to deal with the avodas perech. I will give them the stamina to withstand the harsh work in Mitzrayim. Now the Gemara continues with the next mission. Again, talking about different items as the themes of the past Prakim war regarding the malacha of hoitzah, of transferring something from one domain to another domain. So we were talking about the minimum measurements of each item of how much it's considered significant, that it's considered hoitzah, that someone's transporting from one domain to another domain. So the mission begins. Hamoitzi eitzim, someone that takes out on Shabbos wood. What's the minimum measurement? Kedei levashel be'ekala, the amount to cook an easily cooked egg. And we already explained in a previous Gemara that that's a reference to the egg of a hen, which is the easiest egg to cook. And we don't mean the measurement of the size of an egg, rather the size of a gregarious, of a dried fig, which is always the shear of the halacha of Shabbos, and specifically also the malacha of Itzah. But that size, that volume, but from the consistency of what an egg would cook in, that's the amount of wood you have to take. Tavlin, regarding seasoning, the amount of seasoning that's necessary for an easily cooked egg. And all the different spices, they combine with each other to make that minimum measurement to be chayav on itself. Regarding klipi agoizim, nut husks, klipi remoinim, pomegranate peels, istis, safflower, pua, madder, their shear is kedei litzvoye behen begged cotton piece vacha. The amount to dye a small piece of cloth that goes on the top of a certain hat that the women would wear that was a netting, and they would put on top of the netting a small little piece of cloth. That amount that can be made out of the nut husks and all these different things to make a small garment, that's the shear for the minimum amount for hoitzah. Regarding meir aglaim, urine, neser, natron, uvirus, and soapwort, and kamulia, va'ashleg, all these are different types of cleansing ingredients. Their shear is kedei l'chabes beged cotton piece svacha, the amount to launder this small little garment that we said that goes on top of the woman's head, to enough just to launder that. That's the minimum requirement for all these different ingredients. The amount to remove a stain, that's how much is necessary from these things, not even to clean that whole garment, but even just a stain is already considered something chashev, and you'd be chayav on itzah. So now the Gemara asks, on the first halacha that we said, that the shear of eitzim, of wood, is haitzah, is the amount to cook an easily cooked egg. But the Gemara asks, Tanina Chadazam Zimna already said this halacha in a different format, but it's understood it's the same thing. We learned regarding kana, regarding a reed. We said it's kedei lasas komas. That to be chayav haitzah is the amount to make a pen out of it, because that's normally what it's meant for. And we always said what it's normally done for, that's the shear of haitzah. However, im hoya av imudusas, it was thick or broken, that either way it can't be used as a pen. Then we said that the reed is kedei levashel be'ekala shebebeitzim, the amount that to cook the most easily cooked egg from all the eggs. Trufa v'nesuna be'elfas, that's already beaten, and it's already placed in the pan. All it has to do is just to get a little bit hot and then it's already cooked. And therefore, that's the shear regarding a piece of a reed that's broken or that's too thick to use as a pen. So therefore, the Gemara's question is, what's the difference in wood and reed? They're both the same type of thing that can be used as firewood, as fuel. And therefore, we already said halacha regarding kana. Why do I have to repeat it regarding wood? So the Gemara said we have to go through every material that's very similar. So the Gemara says, ma'adatema ha'asam hu delechaz l'mida. I would have thought that by the reed, where there, once it's broken or when it's too thick, it's not fit for anything. And there, it's only fit for firewood. So therefore, that we say is the shear for it. But regarding wood, which is fit to be used as the teeth of a key, I feel a kosher. I would have thought even a minute amount of wood would you be chayv itza, because that's the amount that's necessarily for the teeth of a key. K'mashmon, that we said that no, that since the majority, what's shchicha that's used by wood is for firewood, we don't say that since it also can be used as a tooth of a key, it should be chayv in the kosher. We say it's the same shear like the kana, but that's why we have to say it to bavarin and say that it's not the same like the tooth of a key. Rather, it would be like a kana, that it would be the amount to cook, easily cooked egg. Then the Mishnah quoted that tavlin, the amount for seasoning, is k'dei l'tavl peyakala, is the amount to season an easily cooked egg. And the Mishnah said that the mitzarif, that all the different spices joined together. The Gemara asked for a minu, seems to be a contradiction on our Mishnah, that it says that the spices could combine two different types to the shir, but we learned, tavlin shnayim v'gimel shemes b'menecher, regarding spices, seasoning, that are two different names from the same type. That is, for example, you have white pepper, black pepper, long pepper, so they're all the same type, but they're different names. Oy, mishleisha minim b'shem echad, oh, there's three different types, well, one name, in other words, it has the same name, but they're different types of spices, although they share the same name. Asurin, they're asur, that is, if you spice something with them in the pot, it's going to make it asur. Umitztarfim zemze, and they combine one another, again, we're obviously talking about spices of isur, and they combine, if let's say they're spicing and you have this amount of spice of that's asur, and this one that's asur, together they will combine and make the shear of isur. And this Chizkia said that this that we said that they combine, we continue on the top of Tzadik and Aleph, is only b'minim etikushan. We only learned that it's regarding seasonings that are different types of flavorings. And the reason is, since they're fit to flavor and sweeten the pot, then we say that they join together because they're ultimately accomplishing the same goal. So the question is, time of the choz lamata gets kedei, the reason is why they combine is because they're fit to flavor it. But if not, if they're different types of spices, that this is making it hot and this is making it tangy and they're all doing different things, then they won't combine. So how can we say that seasonings combine if we say that's only because they're where their flavorings and it's going to do the same goal? The Gemara says, here also we're saying that they're fit to flavor together. We're talking about that together they're going to accomplish the same goal, and therefore it doesn't argue on our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is also talking about, although it didn't differentiate, it really means also that it's lamatik hakadeira, it's fit that together they're going to be flavoring it, and that's why they combine to make the thing of Isra, and that's why they combine, as our Mishnah says, regarding the chiyuv of Vaitzah on Shabbos.